I'm Mark Purcell, and this is Cincinnati Edition. Concluding her series previewing local college women's basketball, Betsy Ross welcomes the new coach for Northern Kentucky University to the front row.
As we continue our series of interviews with head coaches of women's basketball programs here in the greater Cincinnati area, of course, we've talked to the head coach at Xavier, talked to the head coach at UC, and remember, there is a new Division I women's basketball program in the area this year. NKU, Northern Kentucky University, making the step up from Division II to Division I, and they have a new coach that is going to lead them into this new era. Don Plitzewite comes from Michigan to Northern Kentucky, and Don joins us now on the front row. Coach, thanks so much for being with us.
Betsy, it's great to be with you.
Before we start talking about this season and how you think this is going to go, let's talk about a little bit about your background. You were associate head coach at Michigan, as I mentioned, but you also have a pretty successful record at Division II at Grand Valley State. Talk about first your experiences at Division II, because as we know, NKU had a very successful run in Division II in women's basketball. Talk about the competition and kind of the legacy that Nancy Winstall leaves at NKU.
Well, I'll tell you, Betsy, there was none better in the Division II ranks than Coach Winstall, and improved, obviously, in the success that she had, the program that she built. And so certainly I feel very fortunate to step into a program that's been led so well, with such character, with such a strong alumni backing, and with a strong tradition of success. And certainly that really sets us up well, along with the university here, Northern Kentucky University, and its growth, the facilities that we have. All those pieces really work together to set us up to make this transition into Division I. Ironically, the first game that I ever did coach as a head coach at the Division II level at Grand Valley State was against Northern Kentucky and against Coach Winstall. So I guess it seems a little off-putting, I guess, in some way, shape, or form that I ended up here. And so we feel very blessed to be here. I believe that the Division II level certainly is a very strong level of basketball when you're competing in the national tournament and competing for national championships. You know, so I really believe that basketball is basketball. You know, ultimately, five kids can still only play on the court at the same time. The speed, the athleticism, you know, the size, that's what's different now at the Division I level than at the Division II level. And so that's where, you know, we're progressing our players in individual skill development, as well as from a recruiting standpoint, recruiting, you know, certainly players that we think can help us make this transition.
And you have your own national championship during your time at Grand Valley State, but then you leave to go to Michigan, moving up into the Big Ten, and you touched on recruiting. I think that anyone who coaches in the Midwest, I don't know, and I'm biased because I'm from this area. I'm from Indiana, and, you know, we think we invented basketball in Indiana.
Right, you did, absolutely.
No matter what Naismith says. But I think that anyone who is coaching in the Midwest, there is so much talent in this area, whether you're at Michigan, whether you're at Indiana, whether you're at Ohio State, whether you're here in the greater Cincinnati area. It just seems that we are so blessed with great high school talent, men and women, boys and girls here.
Well, I absolutely agree with that assessment. I think certainly there are great players all across the country. And I was fortunate when I was at the University of Michigan, because we did recruit nationally. And so I could see the difference in areas or pockets where there was talent. And certainly we have a great recruiting base here, as you mentioned. I think there's also another piece of it. There's a talent level and there's a toughness level. And I think a lot of kids who grow up in the Midwest are taught to play not only a style that is a fundamental style of basketball, but also a pretty tough style of basketball. And you see kids in AAU games stepping up and taking charges and, you know, and sacrificing their body to make plays. That's really pretty special. And so certainly I believe we have the opportunity here to recruit those young ladies to come in and build on the tradition that's here and take us into the new era of Division I.
And this is a unique situation. Not only are you moving into a Division I head coaching job, but you're taking the program, the entire program itself, into Division I as NKU enters the Atlantic Sun. What kind of challenges does that offer you, or is it more of an opportunity? You can go into a young lady's home and say, hey, we're D1. We can make the tournament. What does that mean as a coach when you're out selling the program?
Well, I certainly think that as a player, there's an aspiration to play at the highest level. And now we have the opportunity to offer that to young ladies as they're looking at what's their in their best interest for their future. And so certainly the most competitive players out there, the ones who have the talent, you know, both hand in hand, are the ones that I think are really excited about this transition, are excited about Division I. You know, certainly we think that there is, as you mentioned earlier, Betsy, there's not only a lot of players in our area, but now you have an opportunity to get in the door with the upper echelon players, and that's really what it takes. Ultimately, as a coach, you know, I worked for a very talented head coach. I actually coached with them at Michigan Tech, and then I coached them for a few years at UW-Green Bay, and then I actually joined them again at the University of Michigan. His name's Kevin Borseth. And when I was with Coach Borseth, and when I was a real young head coach or young assistant coach and thought I knew all the ways, he said, listen, slow down a second. All those promotional activities, all those other community services are really, really important, and those are valuable for our student-athletes. But ultimately, the most important thing that we have to do is recruit good players and go out and coach them. So you have to recruit good players, and you have to develop them. We look like much better coaches when we have much better players. So recruiting really is the first piece of the puzzle, and then development is the second piece of the puzzle. You know, and I don't know, maybe that order is flipped because right now we're developing the young ladies that we have and recruiting young players to come in and join them. So, you know, I think that those two facets of our program are the most important pieces of the puzzle for us.
We are talking with Coach Dawn Plitzewhite. She is the new head coach for NKU women's basketball coming up this coming season. Of course, practice well underway. The season will be starting here before you know it. I think that the folks who have followed NKU women's basketball over the last few years know this team as very disciplined, very patient, a smart team. I've always been impressed with the way that NKU plays basketball, both men and women. And you have the luxury of picking up a lot of great talent that is right here in the area. What kind of style of basketball will we be seeing this season?
That's a good question, Betsy. We inherited a program that has played, as you mentioned, probably a very disciplined half-court style of basketball. And ultimately, I believe you've got to be disciplined and you've got to be fundamental in order to be successful at the highest level. You know, then the next piece of the puzzle that we'd like to add to that is the ability to get out and pressure people in a full court defensively, you know, and then have a couple different looks defensively. Certainly our main look is going to be a man-to-man, and we want to get up in pressure, but I don't know that we necessarily have the personnel to go out and pressure. You know, we play Cincinnati in our first game. To go out and pressure their guards probably doesn't set us up very well to be successful. You know, so we may have to make some adjustments in that area. But in the future, that's what we would like to do. You know, get up and pressure people starting in a full court and then continue that. We can apply the pressure on one end, push the ball on the other end. If we get something early in the shot clock that's a good shot, we're going to take it. You know, but if we don't, that's okay. We'll work it inside. Coach Winslow's really been known for a 3-0, 2-in offensive set. We're, you know, looking at modifying that a little bit to give a little bit more spacing to our kids. But ultimately, I don't know that you'll see a lot different in the style of our play this upcoming season, although we're trying to get out and go a little bit more. Mm-hmm. But I think in the future, we're trying to recruit and develop kids that try to open up the court a little bit more, possibly.
Of course, you've got one of the great facilities in the Atlantic Sun Conference. Bank Kentucky right. Center is an awesome place to play basketball. Looking at the competition in the A-Sun, who's going to be a favorite? Who's going to really challenge you this season?
Well, I think the two top teams on the women's side right now are Florida Gulf Coast and Stetson. Both different styles of play. Florida Gulf Coast really has made their living off of recruiting, as you mentioned earlier, the talent and the fundamental kids out of the Midwest. They run more of a 5-out style of offense and let their kids screen, curl, slip, some back screens, just make reads. Really teach them how to play basketball and make reads off of what you do defensively. And Stetson, a little more athletic, has a little more speed on the perimeter, do a great job penetrating and getting to the basket, you know, from either pass penetration to the post kids or dribble penetration. You know, where Florida Gulf Coast has done it off of screens and reads. So a little bit different styles, But those are the two top teams right now that we're working to catch.
And I hope you've all settled in here in the greater Cincinnati area and the family's all set to go and everybody's happy, I hope.
They are. Thank you. Yes, they are. We have two children, and they are, one's a middle schooler and one's still in elementary school. And so the people in the area really, Betsy, have been outstanding to our children, to our family, to our program. And so we're certainly thrilled to be here as a family, thrilled to be here as a coaching staff, and really looking forward to kind of facing the challenges that lie ahead and building through it. It is a process.
Well, we are thrilled to have you. Dawn Plitzewicz, she is the new head coach of the NKU Norris women's basketball team. Coach, thank you so much for being with us on the Front Row.
Well, thank you so much, Betsy. I appreciate it.